This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, where it's all about information, education, and resources for all of us who are caring for an elderly loved one. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really, really appreciate it. And I've mentioned before that our listenership is growing. And look, I'm serious. I cannot thank you enough for spreading the good news, the good word about Senior Care Life. It is just amazing. Let me just share a little number. It's hot off the press and I'm about to jump right out of my shoes here. So in 6 months, on this awesome radio station here, KMBZ Talk 980 AM. In 6 months, listenership has surpassed the previous 2 years by a whopping 75%. That is stunning growth, stunning growth. So, again, and I'll keep you up to date on some of these numbers, but again, I can't thank you enough. Let's keep it up and continue to spread the word. If you know of someone dealing with some of these various issues related to caring for an elderly loved one, continue to pass it along. And again, thank you very much. And as always, if you have a question, the toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can also go to the website, seniorcarelive.com. If you do that, be sure to, you know, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, like us on Facebook. I mean, follow us on Twitter. Sign up for the e-newsletter and let's get connected. More about a save the date for free educational event. It's all on there. And let's get hooked up here. So let's move straight in to visiting with my first guest, Mr. Steve Johnson. He is a long-term care insurance expert, and I am really looking forward to getting into this because, Steve, as you know, I've talked about long-term care insurance several times, but I'm really glad to have you here. You are the expert, and you can set the record straight here. So, Steve Johnson, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So, and folks, if you're, look, there are tons and tons of people listening to this program every single week. They don't miss it. And I'm going to share some stories next time on that. But, here's the phone number. If you have long-term care insurance questions, thinking about buying it, thinking about switching your policy, whatever it is, Steve could be reached at 913-829-7555. 913-829-7555. Steve works on the Kansas and Missouri side, so it's all good. And be sure to call him for your long-term care insurance questions, needs, and concerns. So, Steve, let's jump in here. What's the most important thing to know about long-term care insurance?
Yeah, good. You know, I like to bring it to one question. And when I talk to people about this, I'll simply ask them, if you needed care tomorrow, 24/7, and it lasted for years. And we'll talk about the cost of care in a minute, but okay. it is well above $65,000 a year.
Yeah, it's breathtaking.
What would happen? What would happen to the people you love? What would happen to your finances? What would happen to your world? And that's a great place to start the conversation.
Well, that's a very compelling question, and it's stunning, frankly. What would happen? So let's jump in. So what is long-term care?
Good. Yeah, let's start with the basics. So it's extended care. It's care with your daily living activities. For example, help bathing, help dressing. I tell people, think about non-medical care. Most of us think of our health insurance. We think about doctors and hospitals and medication, and that's important. But there's a whole other world that you live in, Steve, and that I live in, and that's where people need help, but it's something that's chronic. It's treatable but not curable. And real quickly, a couple of other things related to what is long-term care. It can be caused by accidents, illnesses, or simply becoming frail with age. And that includes cognitive impairment, yep. Alzheimer's.
Boy, that's a huge one. I need to do the math, but well over 50% of my clients have some level of cognitive impairment.
Wow. And finally, let me just to round out the question, what is long-term care? Most commonly it's received, the care itself is often received in the home, often assisted living, nursing homes, memory and Alzheimer's units, and there's even something called adult daycare. So it can be delivered, the care, in a lot of different settings.
Excellent. And what you were, so on the technical side or the healthcare kind of side of things, what you were describing is our activities of daily living. So if anyone out there hears the term or the acronym ADL, and then Steve just explained some of those very clearly, that's what that is, the activities of daily living. So let's jump in here. So how does long-term care insurance work?
Yeah. So long-term care insurance, we're now going to distinguish from long-term care.
Yes.
It is an insurance that's designed to pay for the cost of extended professional caregiving. And the plans that I'm independent. We'll talk about that in a minute, but yeah. I represent several major plans, and they are, these days, they're comprehensive, which means they will pay when you satisfy a claim, when you need care, they will pay for care either in the home or in a facility, all those places I just listed. So that's really become the standard these days, is comprehensive coverage.
Okay. And so what kind of cost are we talking about?
Yeah, wow. That's a loaded question because, you know, where most minds will go is how many dollars is it going to cost me to buy this insurance?
Yep.
Well, first of all, let's just talk about the cost of care itself.
Yep.
And then we'll shift gears in a few minutes, time permitting. And this is where I'm really going to lean on you, Steve, for your input, because I'm out there helping people plan for this with policies. And for example, the 2015 Genworth cost of care survey shows the median annual rate of a private room in Missouri to be about $61,000 a year, and in Kansas to be about $66,000 a year. That's median, which means half of the costs measured are above that and half are below. But Steve, your experience in the real world out there where people are actually the rubber meets the road.
So I'm not knocking Genworth. Great company, great surveys out there. But when you said those numbers, I coughed a little bit under my breath, because let me kind of tweak that for the Kansas City metro area. So if you, and in fairness, this is an excellent study, but it includes lots of small town rural communities where the costs are much, much lower. So you get in, and you don't have to be in the heart of the city or Johnson County. You just draw a circle around Kansas City, what everyone would consider the MSA, a couple of million people there, and a private room on either side of the state line. You're looking easily $8,000-$9,000 a month. You're about $100-$110 easily, maybe even $120 a year in our metro area. Kansas City, I priced a private room in a nursing home recently at over $13,000 a month.
Wow.
Okay, so just to kind of set that record straight, knocking the survey.
Right. Yeah, good. Well, that's why this is such a perfect, I really have enjoyed your show, and I'm glad that I'm here. Let me talk about one other really important cost that does not show up, and that's the cost of family and friends. Much of the long-term care out there is unpaid. It's by relatives. It's by friends. And there is a cost that's hard to measure. It's the cost physically on them, emotionally, the time that's I talk to people all the time whose parents are in care, and they're driving to St. Louis or they're driving to Wichita sometimes every week. And there's a cost to that that's hard to measure. It can severely restrict their family time. It can impact their careers. So there's the cost you just talked about, the actual hard dollar cost, and then there's the impact on the family. And those are the two pieces of the two sides of the coin.
That is such a profound recognition on your part and a profound statement. On another program, let's dive deep into that one, because good. I have all kinds of information. The cost to of impact to businesses in the tens of billions of dollars, not to mention your health. What is it worth? You know, so folks, if this is compelling to you, if this is resonating with you, if we're piquing your interest, in anything related to long-term care insurance, call my friend Steve Johnson, 913-829-7555, 913-829-7555. You can also visit Steve online at ltcexpert.net. ltcexpert.net. And Steve, so after the break, we're going to get into a lot of other things, but can I just say, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, you've heard many of the providers on this program, and we talk about being a good fit, doing business the right way. And Steve, I know you do business the right way, just like Mr. Remodeler and Crossroads, all of our good folks here. So I really appreciate you being here.
Appreciate it.
And also, when you call Steve, be sure to ask for the long-term care insurance consumer guide. That's a long-term care insurance consumer guide. And Steve, is there a cost for these things?
Nope. That anybody who calls, we will send them a copy.
All right, Steve Johnson, 913-829-7555. Now, after the break, we'll continue this conversation about long-term care insurance. All right, so now the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living facilities are standardized and offered the same level of service. Is this statement true or false? All assisted living facilities are standardized and offer the same level of service. Is this question or statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so you can call now, or frankly, you can call anytime, 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss a program or you think someone should have heard the program after the fact, go to seniorcarelive.com, hit the podcast tab, and you can listen to any program by date and by subject at any time. It is just awesome. So let's get back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living facilities are standardized and offer the same level of service. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Not all assisted living facilities offer the same level of care. And this makes assisted living, frankly, I think, in my opinion, the most difficult level to have to maneuver and negotiate. And that's why I'm working more and more with folks looking for assisted living facilities. Some of them, frankly, lean toward the lighter side. They kind of look a little more independent. Some of them, frankly, lean toward the heavier side. They look a lot more clinical and they offer a lot more care. So it is not standardized whatsoever. So there you go. All right, back to my friend Steve Johnson. He is a long-term care insurance expert. He's an independent agent. We'll get into more of this. But if you have questions for Steve, here's the phone number, 913-829-7555. 913-829-7555. You can also visit him online at ltcexpert.net. ltcexpert.net. And Steve, so folks can give you a call and request a free copy of the Long-Term Care Insurance Consumer Guide. And I appreciate you making that available to Senior Care Live listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so let's continue. So reasons that people need care. Let's get into that.
Yeah, good. You know, the stereotype is that someone turns 85 and they get Alzheimer's or they have a stroke and that's who needs care. Well, that does happen, but you would be surprised the number of folks who have accidents and need care. And so I want people to understand that what can trigger the need for care could be an accident, an illness, or simply becoming frail with age. And and so it can happen at any age.
Okay. All right. That's an excellent point. So why is it important to have long-term care insurance?
Yeah. Well, you know, in the earlier segment, you mentioned the actual cost of care. And what happens is the people who overlook this, who put their head in the sand and hope it doesn't happen, it can be a very expensive mistake. It can make a mess of a retirement. And so, you know, you can do everything right. You can work hard, save, invest, obey the laws, and miss this one thing, and it can make a mess of your retirement. So that's probably the most important thing. We talked earlier about the cost to your family, burdening your children, those kinds of things, really devastating the health of a spouse if you have your spouse caring for you. And care can last a long time. My wife's grandmother was in care for 10 years.
Wow.
And so it's important because, it can wipe out your life savings in the blink of an eye.
I've seen that happen, too many times, frankly. So, all right. So what are the reasons that, your clients, get these policies?
Yeah, great. So it's funny. Over the 15 years that I've done this, I've met with thousands of people and I learn usually in the first few minutes if they've had an experience or not with this. And those that have had an experience, those whose mom or dad or brother or whatever have needed care, their biggest concern is the impact on their family. They've seen what has happened when they've cared for their parents. They rarely regret being there for their parents, but they just do not want to put that on their kids. So those who have not had an experience, who maybe their financial planner has recommended me, they tend to be more focused on the financial aspect of this. So those are two common, the impact on the family, the financial impact. Let me say a couple of other things. When I meet with couples, so often their concern is for one another, and it should be. Protecting the health of their spouse. I tell people owning a policy doesn't eliminate your spouse from being a caregiver. It just allows them to catch their breath, to run some errands, and to keep their health. And so couples are concerned about one another and the children. Singles oftentimes are concerned about just somebody being there for them. So that's another a common reason people get policies. And then finally, many of my clients would rather stay in their own home if they can avoid a facility.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You've heard that before, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
And then a couple of other things, just the peace of mind of knowing that they've planned for this. And then finally, quality care, having the funding there to pay for quality care.
And if you can pay for it, then you have some options. And if you can't pay for it, your options are very, very restricted. Long-term care insurance expert Steve Johnson, reach out to Steve directly at 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555 or online at ltcexpert.net. LTCExpert.net. And if you're a business owner and you're considering, you know, all of the different benefits and you're considering, you know, long-term care insurance, it's an awesome, awesome benefit. Call Steve for that. Steve works with businesses, with individuals in Kansas and Missouri. So he can cover the entire area. And, I highly recommend Steve Johnson, long-term care insurance expert, 913-829-7555. So, Steve, so here's the big question, and there's a lot of debate about this. So when should a person consider getting a long-term care insurance policy?
Yeah, great question. So I tell people get it 1 month before you need care.
Well, okay.
No, seriously.
Tongue-in-cheek, right? With a wink?
That's right. No, but that's to make a point, and that is we don't know when we're going to need care. And so because we don't know that, the best time to apply for a plan is when you're healthy enough to qualify and you're young enough to afford the premiums. So most people, honestly, Steve, apply somewhere between 50 and 69. That's according to the Long-Term Care Insurance Consumer Guide that we do give free for people who call in. Mm-hmm. That's produced by the National LTC Network. Most people do apply between 50 and 69. So this is not for somebody 80, 85 getting ready to go into care. This is really for, quote, their children most often.
And you need to qualify for this, too.
Yeah, so let me probably finish on this important note.
Yeah.
That is the challenge. And so I encourage people get this soon because you do have to qualify health-wise. There are health questions. If you do qualify, the great advantage is you have a policy. They cannot come back later and ask you more health questions. You've protected your insurability, and that's the best reason to get it while you're still healthy.
And once you're in, you're in.
That's right. That's right. They're guaranteed renewable. That's a legal insurance term. But once you've got it, as long as you pay the premium, you're covered.
So if you get it and you're in your mid-50s or maybe early 60s, something like that, in this time frame that you're talking about, and then you develop something that would normally disqualify you, but you're already in, you've got it. They can't take it away from you.
Absolutely. That's that. And I tell people, you know, the policies wouldn't be worth the paper they're written on if what you just said wasn't true. Yeah. Once you get it, you develop a health condition, they cannot single you out and raise your rates. Mm-hmm. They cannot single you out and cancel you. You're covered.
See, and that's fantastic because not all insurance works like that. So this is fantastic. Steve Johnson, long-term care insurance expert at 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555 or ltcexpert.net. And Steve's also a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. I think that's a big deal for Kansas and Missouri.
That's right.
All right, and don't forget to ask Steve about the Long-Term Care Insurance Consumer Guide. So, Steve Johnson, long-term care insurance expert, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, Call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. And again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you're not around a radio, but you have access to the internet, you can just go to seniorcarelive.com, click the button that's you cannot miss it. It's very conspicuous. It says listen live. Click that thing. It'll stream straight to your tablet, your computer, your cell phone, whatever you have. It's really that simple. I listen to the streaming service inside of my house because I don't have a radio. So how about that? I listen to the radio in the car. So how about that? All right. Enough about that. Let me introduce you to my friends, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. They're the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. And so Keith and Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. And so it's freezing cold. So I can't believe we haven't had that much snow, but the ice and then the zero kind of stinks. So let's talk about how do we stay in our home, maybe make some modifications to stay home and age in place and avoid going to an independent living facility or an assisted living or of course, the nursing care, the nursing home care. Because in the last two segments, we talked about long-term care insurance and how to pay for that type of care. But part of that, frankly, was how to pay for in-home care. Most people want to stay home. So let's get into some cost comparisons and what can you do in your own home to stay there and avoid some of the high cost of moving to a care community.
Well, one of the first things you can do is create a walk-in or a roll-in shower, a zero-entrance shower.
Yep.
Remove the tub, especially like in the master bathroom. A lot of people really don't use the tub, especially if it's a jacuzzi in there. You know, and for about the price of a 1 month stay in a assisted living facility, you can pretty much swap that out. Use Onyx base and walls, probably even tile walls, and have a zero entry roll in or walk in shower.
Wow! So 1 month stay, and you've got a walk in shower.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned it before, but you know, I've talked to a lot of people and they said, if we can just figure out like the bathroom issues, I mean, that's our big
issue. That's
the
primary room.
Yeah, that's the trouble. I mean, you have the toilet and we have a lot of folks who may have some incontinency issues. And so then you have, you know, the showering or the bathing. And if you can figure that one out and you can do that safely and affordably, right? And that's very reasonable.
Right. The first thing when I do an evaluation I'll look at is not only the bathroom, but also just the access to the house. It's important to be able to get in and out, you know, in case of a fire or an emergency situation, if you have to have caregivers. I looked at a bathroom the other day and, you know, the lady was a small lady, but the caregivers were bigger ladies. And, and they were concerned that those larger ladies couldn't get into the same bathroom with the smaller lady to help take care of it. So we were going to widen the door and just do some of those things to just be able not only to get the homeowner in there, but also the in-home care people as well.
Well, and that's an excellent question that, you know, until you just said that, you don't really think about it. It's not just the individual using the restroom. Generally, you have support.
Somebody holding on to them.
That's right. Whether it's your adult children, like your son or your daughter, or a caregiver, a paid caregiver, or your spouse. A spouse could help another spouse to the restroom. So you're moving two, and sometimes if you really need a lot of help, three people in and out of a very confined space. And if you don't really think that through, that's a huge deal.
It is. I mean, that space was not designed for a group of people. It's the thought process is one or two people at the max.
Sure.
So, you know, and that's where grab bars and things like that come in, too, to help assist not only that person who has the need for that, but also their caregivers to help steady that person while they maneuver around or whatever the case might be.
Well, and I would even recommend if it's within the budget to swap out your towel bars with decorative grab bars. I made the mistake in my own bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I've taken the towel bar off twice because I've not been thinking, reached up, and it's honestly not attached as well as it should be for a person who owns a remodeling company. But that's beside the point.
Mark, I don't have those problems.
No. Cobbler's kid needs shoes.
So, Mark, can you help Keith with that?
We can do anything.
Keith Blaith, mystery
modeler. Helping Keith is probably not one of them.
1969, his grab bars are falling off. Right. Top bars, you can fix him up. Okay.
We will do our best. You know, some of the other things, and when we're talking about this accessibility of, you know, more than one person, I mean, we talk about, you know, potentially seats and things like that in the shower to you know, make the shower more enjoyable, more comfortable, safer, you know, which is kind of the key word there. But, you know, there's also something we've been putting in recently are some fold-down seats to where you can maneuver into the shower, and then you just simply, it hinges down off of the wall, and it's made out of teak wood, which is, you know, material that boats are made out of.
Yeah.
So the water's not going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And one lady said, you know, the best thing I can tell you about it is when I sit on it, it's not cold. When she had a tile seat, and it's like, oh, you know, that initial contact there where it's with like, this teak, it's kind of
wake up.
Yeah. A little more comfortable, and they're attractive. You know, the hinge part comes in different finishes, the oil rub bronze, the brushed nickel, and different types of product or different types of colors to make it go in with everything else. So there again, if you've got help getting into the shower and you have a permanent seat built in there, sometimes the maneuverability is an issue, and this way you can just simply pull it down when you need it and move it when you don't.
See, and I'll tell you, I mean, my house is only 10 years old, and it has, it's not a tiny shower, but it's not big enough for, you know, if you had to have a person in there and a caregiver, it does not have a seat. And so here's what I love about Mr. Remodeler and Keith and Mark and all the good folks there. You've been at this for a long time. You have been in business since 1969. You have referrals upon referrals from happy customers, and you're doing it right. And here's one of the things I really love about it. You totally understand remodeling your home to age in place successfully. You're CAP certified, which is certified age in place specialist. But frankly, you guys have been doing that long before anyone ever thought of that certification. And so I love the idea that you are offering commercial features in a residential home, and it doesn't look commercialized at all. It looks beautiful. And the fold away and the drop down bench in a shower. I mean, are you kidding me? That's a commercial feature in a commercial environment, but you've got the teak wood and it is beautiful. And by the way, it's not ice cold, so it's comfortable to sit on. It's fantastic.
Well, and one thing you're talking about how long we've been in business. Also, all the men that do these types of jobs for us, they work for us. I mean, they work for the company, and some of them have been there, you know, 18, 19 years.
When
they go on a project, if they see a better way to do it, they have no problem calling up and going, nah, you know what? I think I got a better way to do this, and kind of talking through it. So you're not just relying on, you know, the guy who's estimating its head. It is truly a team kind of behind it and thinking through it.
And so let's talk about that. And we're not disparaging anyone else or any other business models, but the other business model to that is you start a remodeling company, and then what do? You have subcontractors.
You find good subcontractors, yeah.
Yeah. And so you're kind of at their mercy.
Well, it becomes a scheduling problem.
Yeah, and then I've heard all kinds of nightmare stories about, well, the subcontractor said, well, let's do it this way, but the remodeler is like, well, no, this is the proper way. And then you have squabbles internally, and all of that, none of that exists with Mr. Remodeler, because, again, you hire all of your own direct employees, and it's a true team effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is excellent.
All of our squabbles are internal.
Well, you know what? Squabbling, that's a good thing, because you have people with different ideas, and let's work this out. And the consumer wins on those. So Mr. Remodeler can be reached at 913-362-7166. So that's on the Kansas side, 913-362-7166. On the Missouri side, 816-453-3049. So that's 816-453-3049. And of course, online at MR Remodeler. That's Mr. Remodeler, MRRemodeler.com.
Well, one of the other projects that we didn't really mention, again, for the price of a 1 month stay is building a ramp. We had mentioned widening doors, but that could also be widening entry doors to the house. For this price, getting access actually to the house. And those ramps can be in the garage, too. They don't have to be exterior. So there's just a lot of options there.
All right. So we can, tub and shower swap out, grab bars. I know that we've mentioned before having a little taller toilet.
Right, comfort height toilet.
Yeah, comfort height toilet, better lighting. I mean, all of these things are available with, and it depends on how far you go, and you can buy more expensive fixtures, and so there are some variables there. But for a month or two staying at one of these care communities, you're staying home, and you've just added value to your home.
Yeah, and you don't have to necessarily revamp the whole bathroom. I mean, you can better lighting is a matter of swapping out fixtures.
Yeah, so that's just so simple to do. So it's not even a huge tear out or anything. It's just, like you said, swap out fixtures, better lighting, fewer accidents. And that's what this is all about. Remodeling your home to safely age in place. Sign me up for that, because look, everybody wants to do that. And if it's no longer a good idea and you need to move, then you need to move. But everyone wants to stay home if at all possible. So after the break, we'll continue our conversation with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. It's all about remodeling your home to safely age in place at home and not have to move. More right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, it's a toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. Back to my guests, Keith Blay and Mark Worth, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166. In Missouri, 816-453-3049. And of course, online at Mr. Remodeler, that's mrremodeler.com. All right, so let's talk about some of the safety issues. This is a stunning number that we talked about off air, so let's share it with our listeners.
Well, it was surprising. Stairs are obviously an obstacle for all of us in a home, and this wasn't based on age or anything like that, but in the average year, over 1 million injuries occur on a stairway.
A million.
And that's injuries, and then that's followed with 12,000 deaths.
Oh, my gosh.
Per year. And we have other estimators. It's not, you talk about the good guys at Mr. Remodeler, but we have a lot of good guys and other estimators and young women there as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sit around and talk, and we were talking about this fact, and it's how many times do we go into a home and there's all types of obstacles on the stairs?
Yeah.
And a lot of that.
It's a catchment area.
Yeah. And I went to this with my own parents. I would go over there. And they would have things set on the stairs. Well, I'm going to take that down the next time I go, or whatever the case might be. Well, next thing you know, that builds up. And then they're going down the stairs, and they've got more than they should be carrying, so that they can't hold on to one side of the stairs. Whereas, you know, possibly they need a second handrail on the other side to balance themselves, which then you really can't carry anything.
Then you're not carrying. No. That's right.
No, yeah. But it piles up. So I guess, you know, one thing for maybe all of us to look at when we're at our parents' home or grandparents' home, if you see that, say, hey, what can I do to help? And, you know, that's something that's free. I mean, you're not necessarily making an improvement to your home. That's not part of remodeling, but it's just good common sense to make a safe, you know, traffic pattern from one floor to the other to where they can get to the handrails and be safe.
And just have the awareness that, you know, if there's stuff on the stairway, just get rid of it. Move it somewhere. Do something with it.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, it's a major tripping hazard.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And not only that, but funny little story. When I was 13, I believe, and we're talking 1978.
Yeah.
So, you know, bell bottoms were in full swing.
I remember
literally.
It well.
Yeah, yeah. And I was running down to the rec room after something with, you know, wearing bell bottoms. And my right foot got caught in my left bell bottom, and I went flying right off, just shot right off the stairs, just as quick as could be, and landed on the floor.
You did a swan dive.
Yeah, so tripping hazards are also bell bottoms.
So the moral of the story, do not wear bell bottoms when you're walking down the stairs.
There was probably some shag carpet involved in that as well.
This is true. And maybe a disco light. I'm not certain.
Was it green or orange shag? Carpet. I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, that brings up another, you know, carpet is not the most safe thing on stairs a lot of times. Yeah. I mean, particularly worn carpet.
Yeah.
It gets worn down and, you know, it gets slick. So I was in a basement not too long ago where they were just open, you know, wood treads, but they had actually taken in and painted each tread a different color.
Yeah.
And because it was fairly dark down there. It was an unfinished basement, but they stored all their stuff down there. So there again, they didn't have a lot of stuff sitting on those stairs, but there was some stuff. So you know, just that visual appearance of having, you know, a different color to make sure you're stepping where you need to step.
And having proper lighting in a stairway. I mean, so many times it's not even lit. In older homes, like my mom's got an older ranch home up in Gladstone, and to get to the basement, you have to go out in the garage and then down the concrete steps.
Yep.
There's no light at all down there.
Mm.
So it's, you know, we don't really think through enough when we're building homes, the stairway.
In my grandparents' home, it was an older home, but you walk down this short flight of stairs. The stairs were slick. They were painted the porch gray, you know, kind of, we had to put some stuff on there to make it a little less, slippery, I guess.
Right.
And then you turned a tight corner, and then you went down another little flight of stairs, and you had to make sure you didn't hit the light fixture going down because it was about a 7-foot ceiling, maybe.
It's an obstacle course.
Oh, it is. It was so dangerous, and they were never hurt, fortunately, but it's just a dangerous situation.
Well, and also having the, if you can, it's best to have a difference in color or some way to delineate that bottom step from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where anytime there's a transition, because, you know, our eyes aren't great as we get older. Mine aren't great right now. But, yep. And to be able to tell where that bottom step is, because we've all accidentally taken that extra step and, you know, well, if you're older and a little more unstable, that could really end up in a bad fall.
Well, and if you're in your mid to later 70s or older, especially in your 80s plus, and you can't see the bottom, and you're going to, you know, and you trip and you break a hip, all of a sudden that could be a game changer between remaining independent and needing care 24 hours.
Exactly. That brings up another project that's fairly popular too, and that's basically relocating your laundry from that basement.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's on the first floor, and sometimes that can be accomplished through a closet, or got a project we're getting ready to start right now where they didn't use their dining room anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they didn't want to move, so they're willing to give up their dining room and kind of make it a laundry area, and I think maybe kind of a craft area as well, and mm-hmm. just put some countertop space in there.
Yeah.
And there again, they don't want to move. They're going to be there. So let's make it functional for us and safe. And now they have everything on that same floor, and they're not going up and down the stairs with laundry baskets and those types of things. So.
Well, and one thing I actually just recently looked at, it was a house built in the 90s, early 90s, I believe. And the laundry room, it wasn't built for a front loader, you know, the larger units that we have now. And so getting into the laundry room was difficult, and this was not at all an elderly couple.
Yeah.
But just getting into the way the door swung, by the time you got in there, you had about 24 inches to squeak past the washer
mm-hmm.
with a, you know, with your laundry.
Uh-huh.
And then it was just horrible. But we found out there was enough room to just basically turn everything. And if you put everything against the adjacent wall and then put a 12-inch like a pantry closet almost, or pantry cabinet in there,
uh-huh.
Or laundry cabinet, and then did a pocket door.
Yeah,
all kinds of room opened up. It was like a completely different room.
So you looked at it, and then you determined that you could reconfigure everything,
right?
You know, relatively inexpensively. I mean, and make it so much more functional.
Absolutely, you know, and go in with non-slip flooring and you know, et cetera, for, again, actually less than, you know, what it would take for a month's stay. You know, you've got a safe room. So, you know, you combine the what we talked about with the bathroom and the stairs and the laundry room, all of a sudden you've got a very functional house for less than a two-month stay.
All right. Excellent. Excellent information. Excellent examples. Thank you, Keith and Mark. The good guys from Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 in Missouri, 816-453-3049, or online at MR Remodeler. That's Mr. Remodeler, MRRemodeler.com. This is a no-brainer, folks. So, Keith and Mark, thanks for being here today. I really, really appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Steve.
Great being here.
All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Again, thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.